Houston 13, we have a go for fire alarm.
Houston 13, Houston, affirmative, your go for pyro arm, and recommend you secure the cabin pressurization.
We did. We closed the waste management vent valve there. Waste storage valve.
Okay, we're reading 6 PSI in the cabin, Jay.
Okay, Roger, Joe. Thank you very much.
Telemetry data here on the ground indicates that the spacecraft has separated from the S-4B. Astronaut Jack Swigert at this time would be in the commander's couch, the left-hand couch, at the controls of the spacecraft during the transposition and docking maneuvers. And we should be getting television transmissions from the spacecraft beginning at about 3 hours 15 minutes ground elapsed time.
Quite a bang, Joe. We're separated. We're pitched around about 60 degrees now.
Roger, Jack. We see you pitching.
Okay. We got the flow panels. One of them's out in front now.
So.
Swigert reporting that the slaw panels on the S-4B are coming into view.
The S-4B. I guess we're about 80 feet.
Good deal.
Okay, I'm going to come on with the TV now, Joe.
Okay, Fred, we're waiting for it.
We're getting television signals now from the spacecraft a bit earlier than expected. The crew is apparently somewhat ahead of the timeline in the transposition and docking maneuver. And we'll stand by for a television picture.
Houston, we got a groovy TV picture.
Sounds good.
looking down the nose of the S-4B, minus its slaw panels at this time, a top view of the LEM. At last report, Swigert said they were 80 feet away from the S-4B, and that distance should be closing.
Focus good enough, Joe, that you can see all the glittering debris?
We've seen some debris, Fred. The booster itself is a little bit bright. What's your f-stop?
Okay, I'm at 22.
Why don't you go up a click and let us have a look at that?
Okay, you're at 24.
Okay, let's stay there for now, and I assume you're in peak.
Take care.
Thirteen Houston, recommend rate 2 on the BMAX.
Thank you.
Fred Hayes is manipulating the TV camera. We haven't determined yet which window of the command module we're looking out of. Jack Swigert in the left-hand couch maneuvering the spacecraft command module into position for the docking.
As you might know, Joe, I got the center seat again. I can't see a thing.
Too bad.
I gave the TV monitor.
Now this view of the Saturn third stage and the lunar module is coming to us from about 5,000 miles beyond Earth. The spacecraft and S-4B traveling at a speed of about 22,900 feet per second at this time.
I'm moving the TV here directly. I'm going to pull it out of its bracket, Joe.
13 Houston, did you call?
All right, Joe, I'm be moving the TV to get a better shot here, move it out of its bracket.
Okay, Fred, it's just beginning to cut off at the bottom, but it's still a very good picture.
Yeah, we're just about there. About 10 more feet now.
Roger.
Everything looks pretty good down in the F-4B to the shroud still looks intact down there.
Good deal. There's really quite a bit of detail in this picture.
Okay, we've got two barber poles.
Houston, Roger.
Portion of the IU right now, Joe.
Fred Houston, we'd like to try going to average on the TV for a minute or so.
Hey, you got average and a little yellow dust cap just floated by in front of us.
Yeah, we see it top of the screen. And Fred, after a few minutes of this, at your convenience, we could use some interior shots if you get the time, and if the lighting is good.
Okay.
And 13 Houston, the S4B vent times are nominal as in the flight plan within a few seconds. Roger, understand hard dock. Good deal. Fred, one more thing on the TV. If you could come down to F-22 again.
Okay, you got F-22 again.
Houston, Fred will handle the camera as we go to the post dock and check with.
Okay, Jim, real good.
He's apparently maneuvering the camera inside the spacecraft for an interior view at this point. We'll stand by and see if we've got enough light inside the spacecraft to get a usable picture.
Hey, Joe, I'm pointing over toward Jack, and it's pretty bright with the Earth out that window. Is it sort of washing out the picture here?
No, Fred, it's not. We've got a bright spot where the window is. The rest of you are semi-silhouette. It's a pretty impressive picture.
Go ahead, Joe.
For Fred, the IOS has caught you with the fuel cell reactant valves and latch again.
Touché.
And we have word that the propellant usage for TND was nominal.
Okay, what is nominal, please?
Well, I didn't ask that yet, Jack. Stand by line.
Okay.
Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, with the direct sunlight from the window out of the TV camera field as it is now, we'd like you to open it up an f-stop or so, and if convenient, try and keep that bright spot out of the window.
Okay.
Houston, I guess we think we could stand one more click down on the f-stop.
Okay, Joe, he's gonna do it.
That is, we want you to open it up. Looks like a very interesting book you're reading.